You do it live. You do it live. You do it live. You do it live.
Please won't you be my neighbor? Neighbor and friend.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody Live. My name is Brandon Weatherby. These two lovely ladies feel uncomfortable already. It's going to be a fantastic night.
Keep it going.
Okay, stop writing Fuck the Police. That was by NWA. One member of NWA sells $300 headphones at Best Buy. Another member of NWA produces family-friendly sitcoms on TBS. Very funny. That is not gangster. Ladies and gentlemen, NWA has become the police. Stop writing that in the bathroom. That's the first part of the show. Yep. Anthony Weiner showed his dick. That was this afternoon. That's not a bad thing. It's just a thing. It's not that bad to show your dick. Really, especially, maybe most importantly, if it's consensual. It was consensual dick showing to adults. That's barely cheating. In fact, that's not cheating. If you're pleasuring yourself, you're pleasuring yourself. You're not cheating. No one is helping you get off. It's all in your mind. How is that different than looking at porn? It's not. I like to think that people are just anti-Semitic because he's Jewish. That's why I said that part. There are things that are much worse in politics. One of those things would be raping a maid. Much worse. Much, much worse. Raping a maid is a bad thing, ladies and gentlemen. What else is bad? Oh, I know. Supporting an anti-gay agenda and cheating on your wife with a man. That's worse, everybody. That's what governors do. Apparently, that's fine. We can just do that all you want. Oh, you know what else is bad? Soliciting sex from another man in a bathroom using your feet. That was a visual joke on the audio podcast. Well, also supporting anti-gay agenda. That is bad, ladies and gentlemen. Showing your dick to another adult that's cool with seeing your dick. Not even cheating. Not even close. Well, it's very, very close. God, these women feel uncomfortable right now. You know what else is bad? Getting head from an intern when you're the president. That's abusing your power. Not showing your dick to another person. You see where I'm going? It's a theme. We're building themes. Did we already go through one of these? Oh, yeah. Another bad thing to do if you're a governor, impregnating the maid. Even if it's consensual and you have a wife, you shouldn't impregnate the maid and only fess up to it once you're no longer governor. That's not cool either. I'm trying to hear what the guy in the orange shirt's saying. It's something about college. Usually something about college. It's good to catch up after college. You know what else is bad? Paying $4,000 per visit to a prostitute. That's not cool. Here's why that's not cool. It shouldn't cost $4,000. That seems crazy high. You could come for the same, for zero, if you just send your dick to somebody in a photo form, and they're like, hey, good dick, and you come, same orgasm as the $4,000 prostitute. And guess what? The $4,000 prostitute isn't a one-time investment. It's not like you're part of a condo share. No, no, no. That's per visit. You can't get Disney bucks with a $4,000 prostitute visit unless there's a weird Disney buck version of that. I don't know if there is. Ian's not enjoying this monologue one bit. Many people aren't. That's okay. You know what else is worse, even though it's not sex-based? Spending $300,000 on leasing an SUV with taxpayer money. Here's why that's worse. You're leasing, you fucking idiot. You're leasing. You could have a fleet of Kias. You could have 30 Kias for that money. Just crash them. And people would enjoy watching Kias crash. Because no one's ever said, I'd really like a Kia. But a lot of people have said, I'd really like to see this Kia hit another Kia. That's entertainment and a good use of taxpayers' dollars. Okay, here's what's worse than sending your dick to six different women over 3 years. That's two women a year, consensual dick showing. Fucking another woman if you're married. That's not cool. Don't do that. Kissing another woman while you're married. Very, very mean, especially to your wife. Holding hands with someone that isn't your wife. much worse than showing your dick to someone else. Here's the thing about Anthony Weiner. If it's your grandma, it's still weird because you got your hands on your dick all the time. If you're Anthony, that was a sad joke. All I know is what my high school did. I fucking was high school. I fucking called college. That was close. It was high school. We're very close. We almost nailed it. That's like a 90. That's a low A on the scale. I would totally get into like a decent college if that was the SAT. I couldn't get into like Brown, but maybe Vassar with that level of insight I have right now. Ladies and gentlemen, we're doing a talk show, by the way, if you didn't figure that out. We're doing a talk show tonight. It's going to be fucking fun. Yay, talk show. Yeah. I like that one-person enthusiasm. We have podcaster, filmmaker, all-around artist. We have Joe Carabeo. How do I say it again? Carabeo. I even wrote it out phonetically. You want to look at my note? I know how to spell your name with a C. I spelled it with a K, and I still fucked it up. We have stand-up comedy from Tim Young. Please put your hands together for Tim Young. And we have music from Frau Eva. Ian Walters is going to play some piano. Ian, take it away.
Do you want to get You, Me, Them, Everybody audio programming without even thinking about it? Do you use the fantastical phonotronic audiograph program, iTunes? Have we got a solution for you? Subscribe to You, Me, Them, Everybody. Go to iTunes and search You, Me, Them, Everybody. Or do it the lazy way. Go to YouMeThemEverybody.com and hit the big subscribe in iTunes button. That's YouMeThemEverybody.com. It's the bee's knees.
Ian Walters, everybody. You don't have to sit here. You feel so awkward right now, and I feel bad for you. What are your names, by the way? Christina and?
Carolyn.
Christina and Carolyn, thank you for coming. Let's see if they regret this. Ian, how are you?
I'm well, thank you for asking.
How has your week been? I haven't seen you in a week. I spent a lot of time this week editing last week's show.
Yes.
We had a fun time.
If you say so.
We were all intoxicated. Is tonight going to be that type of show?
I certainly hope so.
I hope so, too.
I'm in the mood to get shitty tonight. I don't know about you.
Let's get mean and shitty tonight.
Medium? I only do, like, one level of shitty.
Do you think Anthony Weiner cheated on his wife?
It's up to the wife. If the wife says yes,
then
the
answer is yes. What do you think she's going to say?
I think she's an advisor to Hillary. She'll do what Hillary tells her to do.
Yeah, that's a little known fact.
Stand by your man, Tammy Wynette.
It's not even like a keep your dick in your pants thing. He kind of did keep his dick in his pants for all intents and purposes. He didn't put it in anything else. So to me, that's just like going to the beach and changing clothes. And occasionally masturbating while you change your clothes. What's so wrong with that?
The part that's creepy about it is that it's a dude in his basement on a computer. All right, this isn't a guy out on the town. He's not a skirt chaser. He's online. It's that online aspect of it that makes it a little creepy and all of these online predators. I mean, I don't know about you, but I watch SVU, so I know it's out there.
But none of these victims are special. Because it's a...
They're kind of cute.
That's called bombing, everybody. That is bombing. Let's stop doing that. Let's bring our first guest up.
It worked.
He's a podcaster. He's a filmmaker. He's an all-around good guy. And I don't think he drinks alcohol. You're bringing up your own chair because they're all taken. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Joe Carabeo. Oh, God, why can't I say his name? It's just insulting at this point. Face them.
All right, all right.
Thank you. How are you, Joe?
I'm doing pretty well. It's good to be here.
Joe, it's good to have you here.
It's good to be in the presence of your awesome show here. I don't know about you, but I think this is like pretty much the only show in D.C. like this.
This is the only show in D.C. like this.
Like this.
Because not enough people make dick jokes.
Not enough people do make dick jokes.
And when I set up this show, I said, listen, I gotta find a venue where I can hear about everyone's college experiences from 20 feet away, and I think I found it.
It's really important, too, because I don't know about you, because whenever I'm in like a bar or anything like that, I do listen, and I do watch other people's conversations, and anytime I do get a chance, I jump in. I think I jump in. Like, they're all like, oh my God, I slept with this dude. I'm like, oh, you did? That's amazing. I heard he was awesome.
Speaking of sleeping with some dudes, Joe's participated in one of my favorite things in the world, and that's backyard wrestling. Is this true?
That is very true. I'm very proud of that.
Yes, I like you and Carolyn. You do it. Let's. Okay. This is going awful already. You and Carolyn.
That's true.
Who's been on the show before.
That is very true.
Do a podcast.
You're correct.
The Carolyn and Joe Show.
That's right.
I was lucky enough to be on one of your shows, and we talked about the WWF/E.
I think that was amazing.
For about an hour.
I didn't know that. You knew that you watched
oh,
as
I
well,
did.
That you were hardcore about it. You're like, I love the Ultimate Warrior's veins.
Ultimate Warrior's my favorite wrestler.
I love when he puts paint on his chest. Like, it was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
That when that happened, that totally sparked a whole new conversation I can have with you.
When you see the Ultimate Warrior in a bar, and he's catching up with some old college friends, what do you think they talk about?
What's amazing you bring that up, because whenever he does speak in person, he's always so, like, now he's, like, super racist.
Yes.
And it's like, he's like, oh, you're gay, you're a fag, I'm not going to talk to you. Stuff like that. I'm like, wow, man. I guess he's really into that.
Because
he's Ultimate.
His legal name, Warrior.
Warrior, that's true.
His name is legally Warrior because Vince McMahon owns all of the names. And he's like, no one's going to know my normal name because I'm not wearing face paint. How will they know me? So he legally changed his name to Warrior. At one point, he had a comic.
That's true. An unpopular comic that no one read.
Yeah. We should, like, start a Warrior fan club.
I think there's already a Warrior Nation.
Wait. Well, our fan club will be
right?
the non-racist Warrior Nation.
That's right. Yeah, he's talking
shit on You're on a microphone. You have a
that's
microphone.
That's right. You have.
He was.
What was your name again?
He put out the video. I'm your cousin. You just don't remember.
That's me. Right. He looks exactly like my cousin.
He put out the Warrior put out that YouTube video talking shit on Terry Bonea, Hulk Hogan. Saying maybe we can get together and you can give me one of those feminine handshakes.
Exactly.
And it was all about whether his Facebook folks were getting accepted or rejected on the site.
And
Warrior Nation.
And he was like, I have the bullet that will kill Hulkamania. And he never revealed what the bullet was. Look, you're taking notes. Like, you should know.
Carolyn looks very upset right now.
Why?
Do you think's going through Carolyn's mind?
This Carolyn, not the...
Oh, both Carolyns.
Not the,
let's go through the Carolyn minds. Let's start with left. What do you think's going through her mind?
What's going through her mind? I know, I didn't see... I didn't. You had me turned in a
situation...
Let's go
Carolyn Wright. What do you think's going through
Because Carolyn? Because I was turning... She looked really, really, like, into the conversation. Like, she wanted to say something. She was like, I know.
No, she
I know the Warrior.
She shook her head. No, she's absolutely
that's
not.
That's just being shy. She hasn't had enough time on the radio like we have yet.
Time on the radio. You're using the word radio very loosely. How long has your show been going, the Carolyn and Joe Show?
Actually, from... Tomorrow, whatever day tomorrow, like the date day, is our 125th episode.
Ooh, that's
so
good.
I was really, really proud about that.
That's a weekly show.
It's a weekly show.
So it's been like a year, 2 years and like 3 months.
And that's actually since we started counting, too.
Oh, really?
We decided one day, hey, we should keep track. And so we got to, so now we're at 125 of, you know, whatever, since we started keeping track.
Do you think that adding that amendmentum of... I can't pronounce words.
Adamantium?
Yeah, adding those adamantium claws helped the story at all.
What story
That's
are we talking
just
about?
Mean. Okay. Why did you start the podcast?
I started the podcast because...
Wait, did you notice how we both said podcast oddly?
Yes.
Both of us.
I think it's even weird, like, when you did the write-up about me, about on your website...
Mm-hmm.
And you said, like, podcaster and filmmaker. I was like, holy crap, I'm actually being called a podcaster because it's weird. I never think of myself as a podcaster yet.
Why?
I don't know. It's not really... Oh, crap, someone's calling me. No. I never really... I don't know. It's just something that I never really gravitated to, you know?
Was that a joke or was someone actually
calling? Someone actually did call me.
Well, tell us. Who called you?
Oh, it's a text message.
What does it say?
Oh, it's business.
What does it say?
Someone's asking about if someone can borrow a piece of equipment from me.
What kind of equipment?
It's somebody's dick.
Wait.
He's like, Joe, can I use your equipment tomorrow?
Hold on. Let's stop and pause for a second.
He's like,
that guy is in the band Frau Eva.
Oh, we should plug it.
Just wait until they get interviewed and see how funny they are.
And then I'll be like, you play with your dick.
No. You don't need to say anything. They will dig their own grave. Okay.
They'll dig their own grave.
When you meet up with old college friends in bars, what do you like to talk about?
When I meet with old college friends at bars,
yeah,
we talk trash.
What kind of trash?
We talk about, like, I mean, just like anyone else. It's sort of just like, God, this guy, I can't believe he still hasn't changed. Why is he still like that? And then, we're, of course, at the end of the day, we're all like, oh, we're going to go see him tomorrow. Yeah, he's still cool. That's usually how
I feel. Your friends are still cool is the moral of the story. You're a filmmaker.
I am a filmmaker.
Why?
I'm always going to repeat that. I don't know why. It's just sort of...
You are a filmmaker.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm a filmmaker.
There you go. Why are you a filmmaker? What makes you want to do this?
It's something that I guess I sort of just adapted. I feel like the story that I've always told was like, I wanted to be a comic book artist. I started out as a writer. And each step of the way, like from being an illustrator to a writer to a photographer, I was like, I was never good enough to what I thought I was great enough. Until I started making films. And I won all these awards, and I'm like, holy crap, I should keep doing this.
So you're bragging.
Yes.
What awards have you won?
I don't want to say.
It's seriously?
It's they're more or less just like, at that time, they were more school-oriented
okay.
awards. And then after, I mean, I never really wanted to be considered like, oh, he's a student filmmaker at time. But it was something that made me feel
but
like,
you
hey,
were a student
I
and
was.
You made films.
Exactly. But see, that's my philosophy, though. It's like, well, if you want to be... I don't really want to be in that sort of group. You know what I mean? I never thought of it. I was like, oh, we're students making films. I wanted this to go beyond that. I don't want this to be a school inside joke.
And it has
joke.
Gone beyond that.
Exactly.
How so? How has it gone beyond that?
Pretty much at this point, I do make films for a living. I do commercials. I do, you know, anything, basically.
How did you get to that level? What does it take?
Just saying I don't want to do a normal job. I don't want to work at Target.
Why do you hate Target?
Well, it's just sort of like, well, I don't know. I actually do love Target a whole
lot.
That's
right.
Because Target is great. Like, when you compare it to Walmart, it's
true.
Sort of like, you
red
know,
shirt versus blue shirt.
Red shirt it versus blue shirt.
You're going to go with red shirt.
And also, when you see, like, the type of clothing they have, Target is nicer. They had, like, what, they had Mossimo? You can buy Mossimo shoes and stuff like that.
So you're a fan of Mossimo shoes.
You can do all that.
Have you thought of approaching Mossimo to sponsor your podcast?
Ooh. That is a good idea.
How many people that shop at Target listen to podcasts? In your estimate?
How much about all of them?
All of them? Really?
Podcasts are running wild, man.
What Target do you go to?
They just play it on the air. They play all that music on there. This is what I do. See, this is what I do. Whenever I go to try to promote my show, like I'll go to like even if I go to the Mac store or if I go to what's another place, Best Buy, and they have all their computers out. I will put my show and I'll play it and walk away.
Really?
I will.
Does that work?
Either that and every website that I run, I'll put that on. I'll put
How
it
many
up there.
Websites do you run?
I mean, just like my basic website, my Astray Productions website for my production company.
Yeah, let's plug that. Astray Productions.
Astray Productions.
What is Astray Productions do?
Astray Productions does everything that you want.
Does it make beats by Dre?
It can make beats. Actually, we do make music.
Do you really?
We do make music, yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's sort of a multimedia company that we do. We do a whole lot of stuff like that. And that's what I do. I promote that in any place I can. Best Buy, put it on the computer. Put my website up.
How often are you in Best Buy?
Every Tuesday, man. That's when all the movies come out.
Do you still buy DVDs?
I do still buy DVDs.
Why?
Well, I don't buy a lot of DVDs. Just the ones I really want.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Why not?
Because you could watch it for free by stealing it.
Oh, that is true. But see, I don't really buy a lot of DVDs. I just buy like these... ones I'm really looking for. Like, tomorrow I'm going to buy True Grit, you know, and probably Green Lantern, too, because I like that. But, like, just those choice movies. I don't go and buy every single thing that's out there. That's the key.
I can't imagine you ever sending dick photos. Have you sent a dick photo? I haven't.
No.
I haven't
but
sent
I
a
do,
dick photo.
I have a friend from high school that were completely obsessed with their balls. That they created a superhero called D's Man, as in D's Nuts.
I got it.
You got the superhero?
I got both. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What does the superhero do?
What does he need to do?
Ejaculate. That's it.
Balls do not ejaculate. They need it. It's a cool two-part process there.
Well, I know. Ian, go ahead.
What was the name of that show with Tony Danza?
Who's the boss?
The
D's Nuts!
Someone's clapping back there.
Why did you decide that was the time to stop the show and use the mic?
I love that he's wearing shades, too. My cousin rocks.
What?
He's my cousin.
You're his cousin.
Look
okay.
at him.
Why?
We're the same skin tone.
You
we're
know,
cousins.
We're doing an audio podcast.
Oh, he is the color brownish, and I'm the color brownish.
If he looks like you, why did you have to turn around and look at him to describe him?
Because I have a lot of family.
You're brownish. Speaking... Once again, you have a microphone.
But see, the problem is he has a beer in one hand instead of the mic. He enjoys the mic more. Or he enjoys the beer more.
You don't drink, Joe. Is that correct?
I do not drink. I am straight edge.
Does that... Really?
Yeah.
Boo for Joe.
That's fine for me. I love playing the heel.
Why don't you drink while I drink this alcohol?
Oh, for one thing, it would waste a lot of my money.
That's true. You got to buy those True Grit DVDs. Those aren't free.
That is right. Blu-ray.
Blu-ray.
In the Blu-ray. Do you have a Blu-ray player?
Do I have a Blu-ray player?
No. Why not, man?
Because I steal movies from the internet.
Yeah, but you want that pristine
They
quality.
Don't have pristine quality when you steal movies on the internet.
That's the problem, man. If you steal, you don't get that proper, what the filmmaker meant it to look like. Exactly. Look at that. Yeah. Yeah.
That was uncomfortable applause.
But beautiful at the same time. All I see is just smiles looking at us now.
Because they're uncomfortable.
I don't know
what to
me out, man.
I need you to pick a number.
3.
Nope. Between 43 and 240. We're retiring the book this year, so we ripped them out.
Oh.
43 and 240. Between those two.
73.
Why 73?
I like the number 7 and 3.
Fantastic. We're out of that. You get 117.
Now, am I supposed to answer this question?
Nope, I'm just going to ask it and you're going to walk off stage because that makes more sense. What was the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to you? Are you embarrassed now by the same things that used to embarrass you? That's a good question.
I mean, it's quite amazing now because one of the most embarrassing things that ever happened to me was in sixth grade. You know how you're supposed to review movies, right? Like you go and watch a movie and review
movies.
Yeah,
that old sixth grade ritual
I'm not like a teacher, but yeah, like so we were supposed to go out and watch a movie and review it in front of the class, and you're supposed to sell to them.
What grade school did you go to?
I went to freaking Cherry Run Elementary School over in.
There's a fruit in the name of your school. That's how you know it's a good school.
It's an amazing school.
Yeah.
I mean, I bet everyone has something with a fruit attached to it. But yeah, but see, that was the moment. I went up there and I completely froze.
Wait, that's your most embarrassing moment?
That's about it. That's all I can do.
You have lived a charmed life.
When I look back at that, that was horrible for me.
Everything, really?
Yeah, it was. Because I feel like at the beginning of that sort of changed me into thinking like, okay, I got to learn how to talk in front of a crowd. I got to, you know what I mean? It's something that, I'm sixth grade, man. It's sixth. How old that is?
From however old you are now to birth, that's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened.
That's about it. Not being thrown off the top of my school, not being run over a car several times, not, you know, what? That's about it, man.
You've had the best life ever. You know that, right?
I don't know, but see, like, embarrassing, that's all I can think of for me. Everyone might think of my... I can tell stories of my life, and they'll say that, oh, that's embarrassing. And I'll be like, well, I don't know. You try to look at the best things, and it doesn't become embarrassing after a while.
You're like the second guest we've ever had that, like, doesn't need to see a therapist for any reason.
Well, maybe that's why I have a podcast,
Jesus
though, right?
Christ, you're a great man. That's time for plugs. Plug, plug, plug.
Well, pretty much everyone should go visit astrayproductions.com. What am I looking at? Holy crap! Right there!
It's an iPad. If you stop buying all those Blu-rays, you could afford one.
Listen, I'm not a slave to Steve Jobs, all right? So curls-studio.com. You can also check out all the work that Curls, Carolyn Bolevsky does with her webcomic. You can check out Curls. You can go to astrayproductions.com that now I'm constantly uploading new content to check out photos. Since I'm also my other day job is a photographer, I do that, post new films. Sometimes... I'm also, you know, right now I'm trying to find funding for a feature film, trying to get as much money right now, but the movie's called Incident Tesla.
The podcast.
Oh, you want the podcast?
Yeah, the one we've been talking about for 10 minutes.
It's called the Carolyn and Joe Show.
Thank you.
Google it. That's the best way to
do it. That is the worst plug ever.
No way, man, because if I'm supposed to go like, oh, go www....
You know, you plug two websites before not plugging your own podcast.
That's genius,
right?
Though, sir.
Yep, that's...
Because you can find...
That's genius.
You can find links to the podcast on those sites.
Wow.
And then I'm going to wear a prom rose.
I'm giving you the rose. There's a pin. There's a pin. Watch it.
It is prom time, too.
Yeah, it is prom time. It's time to get some underage girl pregnant. Because it's prom.
I hope she's 16, too.
That's why I said underage. Online only.
Online only.
While all those jokes bombed. All right. Please put your hands together, everybody, for Joe Carabao. All right, we did it.
Good time, man. Good time.
You, Me, Them, Everybody presents Sábado Gigante, Saturday, June 25th. We're throwing a party, and we're bringing back all our favorite guests. Broadcasting from Esmeralda's house, a show so gigante, we're going 10 hours. Don't miss Sábado Gigante, Saturday, June 25th. For more details, check out youmethemeverybody.com.
Thanks for sticking around, everybody. I really appreciate it. How are you two doing? Good. Fantastic. Still uncomfortable. That's not going to change. We're still catching up about college. We're at junior year now. Coming to the stage, one of the funniest men now in Baltimore. Please put your hands together, everybody, for Tim Young, everybody. Did you see? Are we ready to go?
I like that you said stand-up comic to me and not everybody else, like just in case I forgot what I was, which I will after this set. So I remembered why black people still hate us when I got off the Georgia Avenue Metro. I had this talk with a guy. I asked him where the Looking Glass Lounge is. This is the first time I've been here. Is there like a horn or something for being here for the first time? Keyboard guy? No, nothing? No.
He's not helping.
So I got off the metro, and the guy, I actually asked for directions here, this is a true story, and he gives me all the directions to come down here, and then he goes, can I use your phone? My phone died, blah, 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 and I was like, no, and he like looked at me horrified, and I was like, well, that'll teach you, and he's like, fuck you, white guy. So that's why they're still, here we go, I'm bombing in front of 50,000 people. Do you have that, are we queued up, are we ready to go? Well, no. Hold it, Jesus. Come on, you host the show, he's doing the tech stuff. So I like to ruin things for people, and there's a song that's kind of a classic song that I really wanted to... Yes. I want to ruin this for you. An ex-girlfriend of mine was a reporter, and she told me the story, and it was about lot lizards. Have you guys ever heard about lot lizards?
No.
Do you know what they are?
No.
Lot lizards are the hoes at like truck stops, and she was doing an expose on it, and she was watching the hoe... go truck to truck at a truck stop. And after like five trucks, she stops. We'll get to you guys in a second. And she stops at a puddle and like squats over the puddle and scoops water into her vagina to clean herself at the just to keep going. And I wanted to ruin a song for you guys. I've done this for all of my friends. So when you hear the song, you think, scoop and clean out my vagina after five trucks. Hey, the song, Brandon.
Splish, splash, I was taking a bath.
I want you to just imagine just this. Just scooping. If there's a podcast, I'm like scooping into. Like if I had a vagina, I'm scooping into it right now. Thank you, sir. I don't want to talk about the wiener thing. I want to expand your mind on the wiener thing. You know, he's coming out and saying that. That was his penis today. Brandon's already covered that. He's going to end up... You know, like, he's coming out and making a big deal of it because he's probably sending his penis to gay dudes. Like, I mean, that's obvious. Like, that's what happens every 3 or 4 months. Somebody talks out about gay whatever, gay marriage, and then suddenly they're the gay guy. What if...
suddenly.
What if a gay guy came out as a straight guy? Like, what if there was, like, some sort of, like... investigation or something comes out that like Richard Simmons has been on Craigslist looking for women and he has to have a press conference on this, so he comes out and he's like, I'm sorry, I've been living a lie, I come on the bedazzled shorts, that was a little far even for a gay guy, come on, I was putting on a show. This is why we shouldn't try out jokes on a podcast.
Is that for me?
That one, actually I just wrote that while you were Oh, you're doing. Brandon's like, good, because that fucking sucked. Does anybody know about Secrets? Have you ever been to Secrets in Ocean City? Anybody ever been to Secrets? You've been there? Keyboard guy's been to Secrets. If you haven't been to Secrets, let me tell you two of the secrets. One, if you're over 21 and you're going there, you're white trash. Or a high keyboard player. And two, I don't know if you've ever been. There's like standing water. I don't understand what the thrill is. by drinking in standing water. You have like a 300 times more chance of catching an STD from the standing water than from like a male prostitute in Baltimore. So this gets to me. I'm on Facebook the other day, and I'm stalking my like hot. You guys have the hot slutty like Facebook friend you've never talked to, but you just kind of follow their profile. Is that just me? Because I'm creepy.
Are you in Congress?
I am. I sent her my penis the other day, but it was still in my shorts. She puts up like a condom floated up under their table, and she stood there and took a fucking picture of it, and took the time to like upload it and put ooey in. Like, what kind of a fucking whore are you that, like, you see a condom float up and you're like, oh, ewy! Like, if it was me, like, right now, if I was at Looking Glass, there's a good chance that a condom could float up right now. Like, I'm looking around. I would freak out and fucking run. Like, I'm not going to stand around and take a look at the condom. Anyway. I told you ahead of time. Oh, God. I've been having problems with public bathrooms ever since that senator was stomping his foot around and getting gay sex. How do you actually signal for gay sex with your feet? Is it like a dance number from like a chorus line? Is there some sort of a... Like, I'm not sure exactly how that works. Like a kick turn and then like a penis comes through like the little hole in the side of the stall. Because every stall has a hole in the side. You just have to look for it. But I was in the bathroom the other day at a Barnes & Noble's and this kid walks in. And he's like, ooh, it stinks. First of all, fuck you, kid. Like, of course it stinks. It's a bathroom. He sits in the stall next to me, and he is fumbling around, and you hear all this noise, like, and suddenly the roll of toilet paper hits the ground in his stall, rolls into mine. Here we go. 20 seconds later, up comes a little head and arm. And I did the only thing I could possibly do in that situation, because it's a really precarious position to be in. I kicked him back into a stall. I just kicked him right back to hell where he came from. It's the only thing you can do there. And I learned a little something about myself that night. And that's that I can't poop when there's a child crying next to me. Has anybody ever tried to steal anything from a Walmart? You should really try it. Have you, like, you hear the alarm go off? Have you heard the alarm at the Walmart? Has anybody ever been to a Walmart? It's D.C. There isn't one. One girl... That actually looks like my favorite porn star. Funny thing. Yes, I watch enough porn. Do you know what they look like? Anyway, so you walk out. If you steal something from Walmart, you walk out, and there's this alarm that goes off. And it's not like a, you know, you're stealing shit thing. It's clearly done by a white guy. It's like, pardon me, you've activated the inventory control system. If you could just stop and wait for a representative from Walmart to come and check your cart, that would be a great help. That's clearly done by a white guy. Could you imagine if a black person did this alarm? What the fuck are you doing? Where are you going? Where do you think you're going? That works in black clubs. Or if a Mexican did it? Run, Holmes! This isn't going well, Brandon. You're writing jokes. You're writing. He's like, I'm punching up your shit right now. Let's do a last one. It was funny because we talked about this beforehand. I was like, I'm going to bomb tonight. I was fortunate enough to be having sex a couple of weeks ago, which is tough when you hear the jokes that I tell. And it was her time of the month, so we wrapped it. Wow. Like, Republicans say that, like, there's a baby in there, like, automatically. I don't want a baby near my penis. I don't care what stage it is. I don't want any baby near my penis during sex. So we wrapped it. And it started to feel really good. So I looked down, and the condom was gone. So we broke into a CSI crime investigation of the scene. We're looking around. And then I realized it was in there. So we fished around for it. She was a whore. Pulled it out like a red flag on Double Dare. Passed it off to my mom, who slid down the Rambo slime slide. Got up, grabbed the flag. And next week, we're on to Universal Studios Florida. I'll stop. Yes, it was. That was the idea.
Tim Young, everybody, sit out, Tim. Awkward applause.
Oh, terrible. Terrible.
All right, Tim. Ian, thank you. It was awesome. Tim.
You should have played the whole time.
Tim, are you single?
Yeah.
Exactly. Here's why. Don't say the word ho in reference to the Splish Splash bit. People were confused.
She was a prostitute.
Say prostitute. Say working girl. Say hooker. Don't say ho because it's confusing. You think it's a garden tool. Which makes
it is a confusing
which
term.
Makes it like an animated
they
series.
Really, yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, here we go.
This is like a debate. Like, he's ready to go. He's like,
no,
he's
this
taking
is,
notes.
This is not Here's... a debate. This is an intervention to get you a girlfriend. Don't describe women as slutty. Ever. Don't do that. Seriously. Not
that's,
good.
That's an endearing trait in Baltimore.
Don't do that. Don't. You're better than that,
it's amazing.
Sir. Don't call women whores.
Well.
Doesn't matter.
What if they're working women, though?
Then call them working women. It's, that does not make them a whore. That does not make them a whore. Would you consider naming your album How to Signal for Sex in the Restroom?
Yes.
That's a good title, I thought. Would
I
be good.
Think that's an amazing title.
I agree. Walmart material, good, but not in a hipster bar.
No,
Keep
I know.
Keep that in mind. Don't do race humor in a hipster bar unless you're making fun of white people. Then it's okay.
Yep.
Do you hate me after all of those notes?
No, not at all.
Fair enough. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic.
You just moved from D.C. to Baltimore.
I did.
Why did you do that?
I moved home, actually. I'm on the road all the time. It's a lot cheaper to live there, and I travel all the time. I'm in New York a lot. I'm in L.A., and it makes no sense for me to spend... I think I was spending $2,300 a month when I was down here.
Yeah, that does not surprise me in the least. Yeah. Do you miss anything about D.C.?
Metro.
Really?
You don't have that in Baltimore. You have to drive everywhere.
Do you have a car?
I do.
That worked out well.
Yeah.
Are you sure you don't hate me right now?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all.
You sure about that?
Let me tell you, I do not have hipster-friendly material.
You do have hipster-friendly material.
Do I?
Yes, absolutely.
I hate hipsters, though. Let's start with that.
You are a hipster, so we're all hipsters.
I am dressed like a preppy fuck tonight.
No, you don't.
Like, I have, like, a pre-beat-up hat.
No, you don't look like... No, let me see your shoes.
Look at this. Look, I clearly have a polo shirt on. There's a polo...
Ian, you're on.
Are those ruse?
You're
they
wearing
are ruse,
ruse dude.
Are ruse.
You're wearing ruse.
They have even the little
with the condom
pack.
Pocket.
They
yeah,
but like
that's
because
what it is.
5-year-olds need condom pockets on their shoes, so that's why they made ruse.
Run, Holmes.
Here's how you make the Walmart. You do Walmart.
That's worked.
You do. I'm not saying it doesn't work, but in this atmosphere, you go.
Oh, it's not gonna. Yeah.
No, just say Walmart sucks. Then do the joke, and people will
get
love
a better
that.
Agent.
Make all the jokes about women about men. They'll go over well in the hipster crowd. I'm serious.
Really?
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's totally fine.
Wow. But aren't hipsters
also,
only around for, like, 5 more years or so?
No, you're wrong.
When were they in the 80s? What was a hipster in the 80s or 90s?
A hipster.
They weren't around.
It's a term from the 60s. It's a term from the 50s, actually, isn't it?
So there were people dressed like it was the 60s and the 80s that
no,
were
no,
chilling
no, no.
out at dirty bars?
No, they just weren't rich. It's anybody that
they
likes...
They were homeless.
No. That's homeless. That's different.
Because, like,
hipster...
under Reaganomics, they just threw those people into the streets and
no,
wished
no, no.
them the best.
You're digging the hole. It's great. No, what hipsters are is anyone that likes good music or good movies or stuff that isn't rich. Like, that's all it is. That likes not mainstream culture. That's all it is. It's not a bad thing. It's not a good thing. It's just what it is. You are a hipster because you like stand-up comedy. Do you like Patton Oswalt?
Oh, I love Patton. I've actually done stuff with him. Yeah.
Exactly. That makes you a hipster comedian. And that's not a bad thing. That's a great thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So
there we
embrace
go.
The
learned.
Term. You're good.
We've learned. I'm the anti-hipster hipster.
No, you're
I'm
good.
Confused.
Don't say that.
I'm confused
you're good. You're
with
a
my
good
acceptance
man.
Of myself.
Every hipster hates you. That's one of the key traits
hipster.
Of being
Am
a hipster.
Am I a self-hating hipster?
You have to hate yourself.
Or I need
hate
to come
the term,
out of like
hipster.
The ironic dated closet that has some sort of wallpaper...
I'm just
some
trying
novelty
to
novelty wallpaper on the inside.
Wrap my head around an ironic dated closet. What would that be?
It would be like a tin or plastic based closet with.
It'd have to be like Paul Lynn's closet because he's dead. It has to be like a dead man's closet. See, I took it on me. Now you feel better. I took all the weirdness. It's okay. Let's end this interview with a question. How are you doing? Good. With a from the Kids Book of Questions. How does that sound, Tim?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Fantastic. I need you to pick a number.
I'll bomb at this one, too.
Oh, you're not going to bomb. Oh. Don't say that.
Give me a number.
43-2-240.
I'll take 73.
70 what?
73. Wasn't that the same number the last guy
We're out of that. You get 119.
Okay.
if you had the choice of either being confined to your room for 2 days or being spanked, which would you choose?
Why?
I think I should be confined to my room for 2 days. So that
why?
I can learn to write jokes for hipsters.
Oh, don't hate the crowd. Love yourself, buddy.
You sure? You hate me, don't you?
I don't. You want me to? I don't.
I don't want you to hate me.
I
just
want
to catch up about college.
You have a very newsy name.
I have a very newsy name.
You have a very newsy name.
That's true. I also starred in Batman.
Really?
One person got that reference.
No.
Christian Bale was a newsy.
Wow. There we go. Yeah. I've got nothing.
I know. That's why I'm staring at you. Plug, buddy. Where can people find
you? Oh, what are we going to do? TimYoung.com. None of these people are going to look for me. TimYoung.com. ComicsYou'llLove.com actually is a group. We're going on tour.
ComicsYouWillLove.com.
ComicsYou'llLove.
Okay.
Not You Will Love. It's four of probably the best comics, I think, in this area.
Who are
we
they?
We put it together. It's Mo Reese, Kenny Speed, and Samson. These are guys that you probably haven't heard of, but are
people
super
should know
top.
About them.
People absolutely should know about them. Samson's open for Patti LaBelle around the country. Mo Reese was a finalist in the Improvs contest this year. The young whatever college contest. And Kenny's won some shit, too, somewhere in there. So, like, it's a pretty decent group of guys.
Good.
Yeah. We're not playing hipster places, though. We're
why not?
Playing theaters.
You're playing the theaters?
We are.
Spelled R-E or E-R?
R-E, because we take it classy and British.
Like Patti LaBelle. I'm sorry. Yeah, mention Patti LaBelle as the first selling point.
No. Samson's
listen,
some really
if
great...
you love Patti LaBelle in comedy, he's your guy.
No. He's open for... I mean, he's done pretty well.
I'm not saying anything bad. I'm totally sorry. You're a good man. Don't let anybody tell you different.
It's fantastic.
You're going to make it. We're all going to make it. Someone's going to murder me when I leave this place.
Nah.
Please put
you
your hands together.
You want me to hate you.
No,
you
I don't.
Really, you want me to hate you, Weatherby. I love you. I would hug you right now, but...
There's a giant table and drums between us.
There is. God.
I'll text you my dick. Okay, everybody. Right. Tim Young.
You, Me, Them, Everybody wants to thank you for listening and also for subscribing to us on iTunes. We can always use the extra support, though. So why don't you say something nice about us on iTunes? Go ahead. Give us a 5-star rating. This type of thing helps us out a lot and doesn't cost you a dime. Thanks again for listening. And now back to the show.
Nikki.
Who am I speaking with?
I'm David Klinger.
David, you are in Frau Eva.
Yeah.
What do you do in Frau Eva?
I play piano mainly.
Piano. Our piano player is in love with you right now. Woo!
I already got a fan. That's great. We haven't even played our set.
You are a dynamic personality. Did you ever hear that before?
Yeah, I hear that. Yep. A good. Yeah, pretty much.
How would you describe your hairstyle to the listener at home?
Somewhat unkempt and, well... A lot of people have more haircuts than I save a lot more money on haircuts.
That's true. It's a good saving tip.
Yeah, like it looks like I have a thrifty looking hairdo.
Thrifty looking!
Because like I haven't been to the barber in a while.
How old are you?
26, I'm going to say.
Okay.
There's a rumor you're
27.
No, that's true.
What type of things do you like to put inside of your body?
Like food, you mean?
Sure.
lots of, I don't know, just a lot of variety of foods. Like, I try to make, like, a lot of different colors when I cook. They say you're supposed to, like, cook with lots of different colors.
You are the first person that I've ever met that has a color-based diet.
Yeah.
That's neat.
Yeah.
How long have you been playing music?
I guess it depends what you define as, like, playing music. Because you can play music poorly from a very young age.
It's true.
Yeah, so I've been playing music all my life.
That's good answer. Good answer.
Yeah.
How long has Frau Eva been playing music?
About 2.5 years.
Do you have any wacky stories from the van?
Do we have any wacky stories?
You're the one on the mic! Oh, you answer this question, goddammit.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess... No, we don't.
You realize you are my favorite band interview ever, right?
What?
Hey, if you wanted to get interviewed... No, that's mean. That's mean.
We got what? Food?
Why? Wait. Wait for the listener at home that can't hear this exciting dialogue.
I don't know what he was talking about.
What was just screamed at him was, tell him about the time we got food in the van.
I think
this is going to be exciting. Shut the fuck up! Shut up! How did you get the food in the van? What happened?
I don't know what he's talking about.
Run through
about
this
okay.
as detailed as possible.
I think he was just talking about... He was probably just thinking like, oh, you were talking about food before and it was a hit. So maybe if you combine that with the van, it'll be great. Food? What food? Oh, yeah, well, one time we went...
Shut up! It's starting. Shut the fuck up. Let him speak. Go ahead, sir. The floor is yours.
One time we went to a truck stop, and there was, I guess there were these Amish people, and they thought we were... No, we didn't talk to them. No, this isn't a good story.
No! This is the best story. Continue. You're not done.
Well, there were Amish people eating food at McDonald's, and we thought it was weird that Amish people would go there, considering it's like it's not very traditional.
That is true. What is the moral of the story?
You know, don't judge an Amish person by their beard.
That's
because they might like McDonald's.
Speaking of beards,
yeah, I've been growing this. I have a beard. Listeners at home might not be aware of this.
You're a fucking pro. I love you. Keep
I'm
going.
Bearded.
By the way, band, you're not playing anymore. We're doing a 2-hour interview. Keep going. You cool with that, buddy? We might sell more records this way.
I'm still nervous about having to talk about the guy who sent pictures of his.
We don't have to
penis.
Talk about
yeah.
that. You are the nicest man. He
yeah.
for the listener at home. You made a motion with your right hand, circular motion,
yeah.
counterclockwise around your area,
yeah.
your private, some might say, well, your bathing suit spots.
Crude people might say that, yeah.
Yeah, crude people. What would you say?
I would just gesture. Just gesture. I'm old-fashioned in that way. Not much with words. No, you're right. You didn't offend me. It's okay. I'm sorry.
Would you go on tour with me? We just do this.
I don't know. Does it pay well?
No, it pays poorly.
Yeah, that's like music then.
It is like music. That's Would fun. You consider this word jazz?
Yeah, good. I mean, you could say that. That's like a legitimate comparison or...
You like heard the man.
Poetic metaphor or something. I feel like now I'm worried about how I was holding the microphone on that picture.
Perfect. You couldn't have been better. If there's one piece of advice you can tell the children of America...
Yeah.
But not the world, just America. What would you tell them? Think deeply.
I would say to question their teachers, but also question people that question the teachers. Yes. 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 So just ask
How
a lot
are
of questions.
You're so good at this.
I don't know. I just, I got real nervous ahead of time, and then I don't remember exactly where this conversation has been.
Oh, I'll tell you where it's been. Let's do a recap. Thrifty haircut.
Thrifty, yep.
Amish McDonald's.
Yeah.
Question those, but question the people that are questioning those.
Yeah, I really like that, actually, bit of advice. It's good, like, this is recorded, because we can remember
that. Yes, forever.
Yeah.
This is it. This is going to be played on your gravestone. We'll figure out that technology. It'll just be this. We're going to end this interview, though I never want it to end. Okay. Do you want it to end?
Well, I'm starting to sweat a lot. But, you know, it's not you. It's probably just a physical thing, like a bodily.
It is a physical bodily thing.
Yeah.
That happens to all of us. Don't be ashamed. We all sweat.
It's nobody's fault.
It's true. Pick a number between 43 and 240.
89.
Fantastic. Why 89?
Well, because 70. The other guy picked 73. Even though you didn't, you didn't. I don't think you read number 73. But I was gonna pick 73. So.
Whoa. Yeah. You were gonna pick 73. Why were you gonna pick 73?
It was the first number that popped in my head. It's probably, like, ingrained, like, there's probably some psychological reason that two people would pick 73. It's probably just like, I don't know. I'm not a psychologist. But I doubt it's a coincidence.
You doubt it's a coincidence?
Well, like, if people have to guess a number from 1 to 10, I think there's certain numbers.
7.
It's 7 is,
four.
I think, 7 and 4 3. Probably... Yeah, I think these
Nine,
are all... Well, you're just,
two.
You're listing all of them.
Six. I'm... Yeah, kind of.
But I think some are more common than others.
That's
than
true.
So 73 is probably just a more common one that people would pick.
73 has been taken. You get 135.
Okay. Okay. I asked for 89.
80? Yeah, I know. 89's been taken. You get 135.
135 sounds great.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
It adds up to 9.
Yeah. It is. It's related to 89.
See? It's true. If you can make a TV show about anything you wanted, and you knew that millions of people would see it, what would it be about?
It would be... I guess I'd want it to be just really confusing. Like, people wouldn't... They would just spend a lot of time trying to figure out what it means. And
I think people are going to spend a lot of time listening to this interview thinking about what it means.
Yeah, just like random images, and people would be like, oh, there's some connection between the images. But
would there be?
Probably not, but like you can't tell them that because then they wouldn't...
Because it gives it away.
Yeah.
It's like the X-Files.
Yeah, maybe... I didn't watch enough X-Files, but I take your word that that's already been done. It sounds like they stole my idea, though.
Yep, the X-Files. You heard it here first, folks. June 6, 2011, stole this idea.
Sounds like a good show, though.
They even have two movies.
Oh.
I know.
Huh. That's cool.
You're going to set up and play.
Okay.
Okay! Raul Eve's going to set up and play, everybody! Stick around!
It'll be a long setup.
It's okay! Holy shit! Yeah! Perfect.
That was
Take
awesome.
It away, Ian. Take it away. Everybody!
with the stream to be one. It's okay to forget who we are. We'll black out the sun with a mile-long curve and just follow the stars. Play cards and die, for we don't know what the rules are.
Yeah. underwater.
Thank you.
That was good!
Hey, everybody. Thanks for sticking around. They have a mailing list that you should definitely sign. Do you have anything for sale, Frau Eva?
I have some t-shirts and friendship bracelets.
Wait. Shut the fuck up. Friendship bracelets?
They're cool, man.
Indeed.
Well, if you want to be our friends, you can have one.
R2, are we doing this?
Yes.
No. We got to save the magic for later. When I booked Frau Eva, I was like, hey, could you guys do a strip-down set? They're like, of course.
Well, then we canceled on you because we couldn't do it a few months ago because we didn't have a quiet set.
So they decided to not do a quiet set a few months later for no reason. That was fantastic. It's the only band I've ever seen that had it. Is that a trumpet? What type of horn is that?
It's a flugelhorn.
That's right, everybody. You heard it, Kurtier. A flugelhorn.
It's very similar to a trumpet, though.
Love you. Holy shit.
Totally.
No, you were perfect.
Thank you.
And a flute. Flute.
Oh, a fruit.
No, flute.
He was like, that's not the first time I've been called a fruit.
He keeps calling me a fruit. but Vanessa plays the flute.
This was the best show ever. You guys were fantastic. I'm done with you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for sticking around. You're all going to die. You can't take money with you, but you can leave it with the bar staff. They're awfully kind people. Tip them everything you don't need. You don't really need anything, because sooner or later, just saying, fart noises, everybody. You guys are fantastic. Thank you so much for coming. Have a wonderful night.
Hey, thanks for inviting us. This is great.
You were great. You know that?
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.